Trump ad blasts Joe Biden over son's lucrative business dealings, turns out he lied. By Hannah Blow on October 18, 2020. The Trump campaign released an ad Saturday highlighting Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden's family making themselves rich off of the vice presidency. A Ukrainian company hands Hunter Biden a lucrative deal. The voiceover states as the chyron reveals Joe Biden's son. Hunter Biden made tens of thousands of dollars per month with Burisma despite a stunning lack of experience or expertise in the energy sector. Joe Biden said he knew nothing. Turns out he lied. Biden met personally with a Ukrainian executive after they hired his son. Joe Biden lied to the American people about his family making themselves rich off of the vice presidency. The voiceover continues, asking, what else is he lying about? The ad follows last week's bombshell report from the New York Post featuring smoking gun emails suggesting that Joe Biden met with an advisor to the board of Burisma, Vadim Pasherskyy. The email, allegedly sent to Hunter from Pasherskyy, reads, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spent, sick, some time together. It's realty, sick, an honor and pleasure." The date of the purported email, April 17, 2015, is significant, as Breitbart News's John Nolte detailed. The date of the email is important. The meeting between Pasherskyy and the then-vice president would have taken place 8 months before Biden threatened to withhold U.S. aid from Ukraine unless the country agreed to fire a prosecutor who was looking into Burisma. The prosecutor was fired. The Post added that an earlier email from May 2014 also shows Pasherskyy, reportedly Burisma's number three exec, asking Hunter for advice on how you could use your influence on the company's behalf. As the Post reported, the emails were obtained from a computer dropped off at a repair shop in Delaware in 2019. The owner never went back to pick up the item. Biden initially tried to dismiss the bombshell report by stating that the alleged meeting was never on his official schedule. Despite the fact that he engaged in several activities that were never on his official schedule, as Breitbart News extensively detailed. Following the report, big tech went to bat for Biden, attempting to suppress the story across the board on social media. As a result, the Senate Judiciary Committee announced plans to subpoena Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey over Twitter's response. Additionally, another set of newly obtained emails from a Hunter Biden business partner lay out in detail how the then-vice president's son and his colleagues used their access to the Obama-Biden administration to arrange private meetings for potential foreign clients and investors at the highest levels in the White House. As Breitbart News senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute, GAI, President Peter Schweitzer and GAI Associate Director of Research Seamus Bruner detailed exclusively on Breitbart News. These never-before-revealed emails outline how a delegation of Chinese investors and Communist Party officials managed to secure a private, off-the-books meeting with then-Vice President Joe Biden, they reported. Joe Biden has refused to address any of these reports directly, snapping at a CBS reporter on Friday evening after he asked about the new emails. "I know you'd ask it. I have no response. It's another smear campaign, right up your alley. Those are the questions you always ask," Biden quipped. On Saturday, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, DCA, told CNN's Wolf Blitzer that this whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin.